Today we are continuing in Colossians chapter 1 in this marvelous passage that Paul wrote to declare the supremacy of Jesus Christ. It begins in verse 15, and last Sunday we dealt with these words: He, Jesus Christ, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. And today we continue with these words: For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. Now, to better understand the power and the importance of these words that Paul gave to us, it's helpful to understand why he wrote them in the first place. He was writing to some new Christians in Colossae, where a church had just begun. Now, some philosophers had come into town, and they were challenging the thinking of these new Christians. Those philosophers were known as the Gnostics. And here is just part of what the Gnostics were saying to the Christians. They believed that all matter is evil. All matter is evil. Only the spirit was considered good. And since God is spirit, God is good, according to the Gnostics. And since all matter is evil, then God could not possibly even touch it, much less create it. So, what was the source of creation according to the Gnostics? They believed that God sent out an infinite number of powers or emanations or angels, and these served as intermediaries between God and man. And the further away these intermediaries were from God, the more ignorant they were of God, and some of them were even hostile to God. The Gnostics taught that one of those angels created the heavens and the earth, but that it wasn't Jesus. They said, as for Jesus, he was just one of those emanations. He was just one of those intermediaries. He was special, in their view, because he was one of those angels. But just one of many. But get this. Since all matter was evil in their eyes, including the human body, Jesus could not possibly have been flesh and blood as you and I are, according to them. In fact, they said that he was a spiritual phantom, and they believed that he did not even leave footprints on the earth when he walked on the earth. Those weirdos were pretty convincing. And all those new Christians in Colossae were getting confused about what is up and what is down, and Paul desperately wanted to help straighten them out. Here is one more teaching from the Gnostics that was perhaps the most confusing. According to the Gnostics, the only way that you could reach God was through one of those spiritual emanations that God had sent forth, one of those angels. You and I had to climb some type of a spiritual ladder to get higher and higher and higher and closer. Have you noticed that my right arm is going higher this week? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's getting there, folks. We had to climb this spiritual ladder to get closer and closer to God. And you will love this. As you had to go through each one of those emanations, you had to know a secret password. And guess what? Only they knew what the secret password was. Isn't that clever? The rest of us were stuck right here with all of this evil around us in this world. The Apostle Paul said, no, don't listen to that garbage. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. And in fact, Jesus Christ is the creator of everything, and he will eventually rule over all of this creation. That is a fundamental teaching of our Christian faith. And if you do not believe that teaching, you are perhaps on a road to eternal damnation. I don't have to tell you this. Society is changing. Our culture is changing rapidly. And it seems like it's accelerating exponentially. What was normal last decade is ancient history today. What was not acceptable a year ago is commonplace today. Who among us? And look around this room. Many of us have been around the barn a few times. Who among us would ever have thought in our lifetimes that same-sex marriage would be taking place legally? Who of us would ever have thought that marijuana would be legal? How about the killing of unborn babies? Who of us would ever have thought that doctors could legally assist in suicide? Who among us would ever have thought in our Christian theological seminaries they would promote gays and lesbians leading from the pulpits of America and the world? Or who among us would ever have thought that our Christian seminaries would teach that the Bible is not true? That miracles did not happen? Or that Jesus Christ did not literally rise from the grave? What's next? Are they going to promote group marriages? Are they going to say it's politically incorrect to discriminate against someone who loves their pets enough to commit bestiality? Now, I don't say these disgusting things to shock you. I say them to shake you. And listen to me. That's what Paul was facing. The changing culture, the changing society, the garbage that was being taught, that's what the Gnostics were doing. And that's what Paul was, he was shaken at his roots. He had to get to those Christians. And the same that was true then is true now. Mankind does not want a creator God. Mankind wants to be in charge. That's who we are. No! Only Jesus Christ is supreme and sufficient. Amen. Only Jesus Christ is supreme and sufficient for your salvation. No one can save you. No one can save you but Jesus. But Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Don't listen to some of the garbage that is being taught by some of today's theological cemeteries. That's what some people call the cemeteries. The Bible is God's inspired word to us. Embrace it and love it and live it and share it. The higher criticism that was born in Germany years ago. Maybe you don't know about the higher criticism that was born in Germany years ago, but that higher criticism took apart the Bible and corrupted the minds and the hearts and the spirits of too many good men and women who then came into the churches and the pulpits and began to spread that stuff around in what used to be solid Christian denominations. Most Christian denominations today are spiritually dead. They don't know it, but they are spiritually dead, or at least they are suffering from a terminal illness. He, Jesus Christ, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. What in the world was Paul talking about when he said thrones and powers and rulers and authorities? The answer to that question is a challenge to many Christians, and perhaps some of you are among them. I don't know. Many Christians do not have a problem accepting the fact that Jesus Christ was both God and man. He was the Word made flesh, that he dwelt among us, that he is the agent and the recipient of all of creation. They don't have trouble with that. But thrones, powers, rulers, authorities. What was Paul talking about? Before we put our toe in that water, let's make note of this. The very fact that Paul listed those things says that they exist. The Word of God says they exist. You cannot press your delete key and get rid of them. And if you don't know what a delete key is, you cannot use whiteout in the Bible and get rid of them. They will not disappear. Here is what Paul was talking about. He was talking about demons. One of the key characteristics of the season of Lent, the season in which we are right now, one of the key characteristics of this part of the church year is that demons become more agitated. Who are these demons? They're the fallen angels. They're led by Satan. He is at the top of an organization of a vast army of demons. I'm reading from Revelation chapter 2, beginning in verse 12. To the angel of the church of Pergamum, write, these are the words of him who has the sharp, double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. There it is. There's one of the words that Paul used. Satan has a throne. Whether it's a literal throne or a symbolic throne, we don't really know. God's word tells us, however, that Satan is in charge of a vast army of fallen angels that we call demons. Brothers and sisters, if you want to know more about demons, just play with them. Enjoy a little entertainment called astrology. Wear some jewelry of the zodiac. Try a little mind trip with recreational drugs. Surf the web and find some titillating pornography. Embrace everything about Halloween and call it innocent. Demons are real. Demons are actively involved today. Some of you know more about that than I do. But I assure you that I have seen enough and experienced enough in my life to know that the demonic is real. And God gave Jesus Christ full authority to cast out demons. He gave him full authority to forgive our sins. He gave him control over all of nature. And he even gave Jesus Christ power over death itself. Some of you have heard a more detailed and elaborate version of a story that I'm about to tell about myself. This is a story of my past life. When I was a child, when I was a youngster, and on through college, I had an ability which some people would call a gift. The world's label for that gift was extrasensory perception, ESP. I had the ability as a child to know what was in a Christmas gift without having to open it. I could predict things. I predicted fun things, and I predicted some awful things. I took this ability into college, and one of the ways I strived to become friends with people was to proudly show this ability. My college buddies and I would play around with it and have a good time until one day something really shocking happened. We were all stunned that I correctly predicted the assassination of John F. Kennedy on the day that it occurred. That shook me up. That shook us all up. It sobered us up. Then I became a committed Christian. And I could not reconcile what I was reading in God's Word with this ESP stuff. So I went for counseling. The person I went to was Dr. R.C. Sproul. Some of you know that name. R.C. and I were on the same church staff in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we were the best of friends. And I told him of my dilemma, and here is what he said. Harry, turn it over to Jesus Christ. If it is of Jesus, it will flourish. If it is not of Jesus, it will fade. I did turn it over to Jesus Christ, and it not only faded, it disappeared. It went away completely, as if it never existed. Brothers and sisters, listen to me and listen carefully. Satan will find a way to influence your life. That is his job. And Satan will find a way to get his demons to affect your life. That is his joy. If you have ever played with the demonic, repent of it, renounce it, and renounce him. Turn it over to Jesus Christ. Turn it over to the only one who is supreme and sufficient. Colossians 1:17, he is before all things. And in him, all things hold together. That is a very unusual phrase. Listen to this. It means that all of the laws of science are actually divine laws. All of the laws of science are actually divine laws. That probably would shake up some people just to hear that phrase. Gravity. The orbits of the planets and the galaxies. The components of all matter. Everything is held together by Jesus Christ. Let's examine just one little piece of that, laminin. What's that? Basically, laminin is a protein. But let me read for you the literal definition. Laminin is a protein found in the extracellular matrix, the sheets of protein that form the substrate of all internal organs, also called the basement membrane. I know. I didn't understand that either. And you know what? It just keeps going. I'm going to continue to read. Stay with me. Laminin has four arms that combine to four other molecules. The three shorter arms are particularly good at binding to other laminin molecules, which is what makes it so great at forming sheets. The long arm is capable of binding to cells, which helps anchor the actual organs to the membrane. There'll be a test after this. Laminins are an integral part of the structural scaffolding in almost every animal tissue and are vital to making sure overall body structures hold together. Let me summarize that. Laminins are molecules in our body and in all living things that enable one cell to hold on to the other cell. They literally hold us together. Now, let me show you a picture of what laminin looks like under a microscope. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Hallelujah! How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Say amen, somebody. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we bow at your feet. We fall prostrate before you and acknowledge you, Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, the only one who is supreme and sufficient, the only one who could love us all the way through death and life. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.